A new study says the switch to a four-day school week is not saving Idaho school districts the kind of money they had expected. The Rural Opportunities Consortium of Idaho even found that some districts say their costs went up after the change. 42 of Idaho's 115 districts now have four-day school weeks. Many have made the change in recent years as state lawmakers cut education funding. It isn't clear yet if some schools might use the report as an opportunity to reconsider the switch. The Marsing School District went to a four-day work week in 2012, right before Norm Stewart took over as superintendent. He says initially the district was hoping to save money and increase attendance, but teachers soon found expanded educational opportunities in the non-traditional schedule. I asked Stewart how the community feels about the four-day week 3 years into the change.
The feedback that we get from community members is very positive, both in personal interaction as well as we do a annual parent survey trying to assess all of our school programs from the parent in the community's perspective. And we've got very positive feedback in regards to the four-day week. We also look at it as a positive aspect when we can provide additional enrichment opportunities or advanced opportunities for our kids on Fridays. And looking at the opportunities that we're providing to both students and staff on those Fridays, we do feel that it is a success.
And what about money? Have you saved any money with a four-day week?
The transition to the four-day week, really, from my experience, you make the main savings on the year that you transition to it. From that point on, you really do build your budget around that four-day school week. We did save a good chunk of money transitioning from the five-day to the four-day week. And the school district could have made a choice to even save more money when you make that transition. The employees that take the biggest hit are the classified employees because they are losing a whole day of employment. The Marsing School District, the school board, opted to try to hold as many of those employees as harmless as possible, specifically looking even at our transportation. They would be losing a whole day. We've tried to incorporate them into other positions so that they would still be able to have pay. And so we've incorporated them into other services such as our food service building and child nutrition, as well as into recess duty coverage or even classroom paraprofessional teacher aid work. And that takes away from the total cost savings that the school district could have taken, but we did still save a substantial amount of money in that transition year, and now we're trying to just make sure that we can still continue to provide good opportunities for our kids.
Do you know how much you saved in that transition year? You said a big chunk of money.
If I remember correctly, it was $72,000 looking at that. Transportation cost savings is some of the main savings that we experienced.
So you save some money up front, but it sounds like you're more interested in what the four-day week can do in other areas than just saving cash.
Correct. Ultimately, it provides us other opportunities. We have opportunities for kids, which is the most important aspect when you're talking about school systems and education. We provide enrichment opportunities as well as advanced opportunities for secondary students. So we offer anything from advanced opportunities for the 8 and 6 program for middle school and high school kids to dual credit opportunities on Fridays. We have what we call the college Fridays, and which students can also come in and work on, get some extra tutoring, work on scholarships. And so we also have other enrichment opportunities in which teachers can come in and teach areas that are outside of their field and provide the students with other enrichment activities that they wouldn't normally get in a regular class setting. We're trying to use some of our state leadership dollars in order to compensate teachers for those enrichment opportunities. And so we do try to provide as many opportunities as possible for our kids on those Fridays and that wouldn't be in the normal school day. And then we also have opportunities for professional development for our teachers. We use the regular school days, Monday through Thursdays, for the regular instruction and then trying to expand those opportunities for students and staff on Fridays.
Marsing Superintendent Norm Stewart says the district doesn't have any plans to move away from the four-day week.